For tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp January virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Friday evening, January the 8th, 2021. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on idolatry. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Where I live is in Southeast Oklahoma. The territory is called Choctaw Territory. I'm a type of person that I dig into things to find sources. I knew the battle. I want to find out what we're going to be doing battle against, what might be coming against us, help people. So I discovered that the Choctaw, who are also related to the Chickasaw, were originally Aztec. So therefore, if I pray for somebody, there's a lot of people here got Choctaw in them. That means that they're going to have the Aztec gods in them. They're going to have the demons that took on the name of those gods. So we'll go find the name of those gods and we'll call them out. And guess what? They're there. The demons are there. The demons that had the names of who their ancestors worshiped will be there. Another one is the Egyptian gods and the sun. When I said the sun gods and the man in the moon, where do you think that came from? It is about the worship of the sun and a worship of the moon. Even the Pope, I've got a picture here of the Pope holding a staff up, the thing he's got that represents the host. And the host is the wafer. It's what they call, they have a big one that they put in this thing that these priests carry, and it's got sun orbs all the way around it. And it's about sun worship. It's about sun worship. Hidden behind what's called Christianity that's not. And you can go on and on and on. Lots of people, you know, listen. So idolatry encompasses a lot. And I've been talking about the gods. I've been talking about the goddesses. But people will go down and they'll get these Mexican artifacts. And I say Mexico because we're right, you know, especially Texas, this area down here, a lot in our area because it imports from across the border. And they'll have these things in the patio, and it's got half of it's the sun and half of it's the moon. So it's sun god worship, moon god worship, but it's also yin and yang. Because it's the same principles. And now yin and yang is Eastern religion, but it's the same principles. The enemy is the same all over the world under different names. Under different names. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let me get this adjusted. Thank you, Lord. Let's talk about Jehovah Witnesses. Maybe you came from that background. We don't listen to me. I'm going to talk about deceit. I'm going to talk about deceptions. I'm going to talk about false religions. We don't condemn any of these people. They need Jesus. They need the truth. They need the Holy Spirit. But I can just tell you, the Bible says, Hosea 4:6, my people perish and are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I'm going to say this right to whoever has an ear to hear. You see these people across our nation, many of them that call themselves Christian are not. They may believe that Jesus died for sin, but they're not born again. Their actions belie it. Their belief systems, mouths belie that they're not born again. If you don't believe the Bible is true and every part of it is true, you got a problem. You gonna have a problem with God. And I don't believe you're born again. I'm not condemning you to hell. I'm just judging the fruit. But I can tell you that so many of them don't have a clue that would think the Jehovah Witnesses are Christian or the Mormons are Christian. Christian means Christ-like. So even the term carnal Christian is what you would call an oxymoron. I mean, a word that just really, those two don't go together. Because Christ, Christian means Christ-like. So you can't be carnal and Christ-like. You can be a Christian not living up to the righteousness he's imparted to you, but you're not being Christ-like. Okay. When you live in that realm. Jehovah Witness. Their belief is that Jesus is the Archangel Michael. Okay. The Mormons believe Jesus is the brother of Lucifer. In 1 John 4:3, it says, every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, not of God. And this is the spirit Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and is even now already it is in the world. Listen to me. Problem we got with both of those religions is in John, it says there was the Word. And the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then a few lines down it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus is God. Jesus is not a created being. He came forth from God. The Archangel Michael, created being. You know who created him? Jesus. He created all things. We're by and for and through him were all things created. Jesus created Michael. Jesus created Lucifer. He's not Michael. He is not Lucifer. He is God and he's the creator. Therefore, I always give this analogy. My name is King Rand Ritchie. Many know me as Randy. My full name is King Rand Ritchie. Now, were there to be a King Rand Ritchie that lived in New York City, we would have the same name. But that's not me. I live in Poteau, Oklahoma. So that guy in New York City is not me. So even though that, so such it is with the Jehovah Witness, such it is with the Mormons, is they have the same language. The Mormons have Heavenly Father, they call the Father. They have the Holy Spirit. They have Jesus, and they call him the Savior, and they call him the Son of God. All that being correct, they just don't think he's God. They think he's the brother of Lucifer. By the way, in the Mormon belief system, their Heavenly Father, they have a saying that says, as man is, so God was, and as God is, so man can be. They believe man can become like God, and that God was a man that through holy living became exalted. So therefore, their Father God is one who evolved. Our God doesn't evolve, church. Assembly of the living God. Our God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He never changes. So you have a different God. It's idolatry. Islam denies God has a son. In the Catholic Church, we have worship of saints, worship of Mary, worship of the Pope. If I showed you a picture now, how many know that in this last year, a whole lot of people's idols got kind of whacked? So here's a picture of a football player, baseball, basketball player, golfers. This is close to home for me. Hunting, fishing. Doesn't mean that football, baseball, basketball, golf, fishing, hunting, sewing, art, go down the list. Doesn't mean all those things are inherently evil. It means that they can be. And if in your heart it's more important to you to know what the score of the football game is rather than what God might say to you, I grew up in a home where I'm not dishonoring my dad. I'm just telling you the truth. I thank God for my dad. He did the best he could do with what he had. But I'm going to tell you what, he'd just get flat mad watching a football win. Boy, we were in Houston and we had the Oilers and they were terrible. And he would cuss them, get mad, slam stuff down over a football game over TV. I got a brother who would go to the Houston Astro games and heckle a certain coach that used to be the manager until he got thrown out of the Astrodome about seven times. Hey, this stuff doesn't matter that much. It doesn't matter that much. But see, it's okay. God, he doesn't mind us enjoying some life, but he wants it to be holy. He said, put no other gods before me. So what about TV? Is that God? How many people worshiping? We had a guy come to Lake Hamilton one time. He said it was, he said they called the TV Baal. He said they, first they moved Baal out of the living room, then into the kitchen, finally they got Baal out of the house. So I'm going to promise you, they call them programs for a reason. I'm not telling you that it's a sin to watch TV. I'm telling you there's a lot of things that are on there that are sin. If it's poisoning your mind, if it's sexual, it's sin. Okay? If it's violent. I am a man. I am a man that could enjoy certain movies and did in my life that were action movies. There's one called The Patriot, and that show was about the American Revolution, and it was a great battle. They were under oppression. They got liberty for our nation. So for a man born in America and without knowledge of that was a great story. But see, when I got the Holy Spirit and then I want to walk with him in the anointing, I want to hear from him when I need to hear from him. I want my heart to be soft towards people. Then what began to happen is that I could not watch that stuff. I don't condemn anybody. It's between you. It's your walk with him. But I'm just telling you, because I don't think our Lord Jesus, the thing, what would Jesus do, is not just a cliche. It's not a cliche. If you belong to him, it is not a cliche. So would he sit and watch and say, man, that was cool. Did you see him cut his head off? Did you see that cannonball blow his leg off? Wow, that was... No, he wouldn't do it. So by his standards. And so he is the standard. And I want people to hear this. I want you to hear it. God lets... He gives us free will choice. We make a lot of choices that don't reflect him, that don't look like him. It's not something he would do. And he still loves you. Thank God. He still loves us. I often tell you how, if you don't know what anointing is they would take oil and pour it over somebody's head, and now he's anointed to become a king. And the oil represents the Holy Ghost now. But that anointing is God's power and assignment on your life to get something done for the kingdom of God. I can hinder the anointing with my behavior, with my choices, by what I make idols out of. So I'm willing. Now, I'm not telling you that the flesh nature could not sit down, watch that movie, and enjoy it. I'm telling you, I know that nature would enjoy it, so I kill that old man. I crucify my flesh. I die to it so that I might live and somebody else might live. Maybe somebody with the sound of my voice, you need to get rid of some of the stuff in your house. Maybe you got culture that you got things. I'm going to tell you, maybe you're from the East and you got a Buddha in your house. You need to get rid of that thing. You're Christian now. But that's part of your culture. Well, no, it's not. God is your culture now. Maybe it's a dream catcher. Maybe it's a totem pole. Maybe you got some videos, some movies, some games, some things that need to go because they're not helping you. The thief, John 10:10, Jesus' words, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Jesus says, but I've come to give you a life and a life more abundant. I want an abundant life. Do you want an abundant life? Next, I got a preacher in the pulpit here. Well, you know, it's good to have preachers in pulpits. Good to have the word of God being preached. But listen to me, church. You put men up on a pedestal. I mean, the Bible says, listen to me. Test what I'm telling you today. Test what my wife tells you, Mark. Test what Deborah says to you. Test every time anybody ministers to you. You test things by the word of God with the spirit of God. Not with a hypercritical, judgmental spirit. You test. And the closer you walk with the Holy Spirit, the minute you know something just isn't right. But we put people on pedestals at times. My so-and-so said that. My, blah, 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 blah. We got the best thing going here. Now, this church, there ain't another one like it on the earth. Well, that's a true statement. But, boy, that pride will put us in a place to make where we go the idol, where we're taught the idol. And yet we're told test every spirit because the Antichrist spirit's been released. Then we're also told by Paul to test all things and keep what is good. We got to be careful about people. We want to love people. We want to honor people. I'm not telling you not to honor your pastor, not honest to the ministers. It is just saying, be careful. We're all human. I know a preacher that said, don't put me on a pedestal. He said, I don't want to fall that far. I get it.
Done speaking.
Then the next picture I've got. What now? Somebody say something?
Go on, Brother Randy. It's okay.
Okay. So, next picture I'm looking at is family.
Brother Randy, hold on 1 second. I need everyone to please mute. You must stay muted, okay? If we have to continue to mute you, we will remove you, okay? Because it is interfering with the recording. So, we're asking you kindly, please stay muted, okay? God bless.
Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Family. You know, if you're a husband, you can make your wife your idol. If you're a wife, you can make your husband your idol. If you're a husband or wife not giving proper respect to your mate, arguing with them in front of your children, going behind, lots of times people go behind their spouse's back saying, don't tell your mother. Don't tell your father. That's horrible. It's a terrible example. It's a sin. But what you did is instead of having your God's word in your home as your standard of order, you let your opinion and your feelings cause you to make those kids into idols. And so many people, I know in our nation, they say that the kids, they're more important to me than my husband. They're more important to me than my wife. Well, that's not right. Now, I'm not saying that somebody doesn't need to protect children from an abusive father or mother. And we pray for anybody in that situation. Okay? But I'm telling you, God has a family order, and when we get out of that order, we are walking in idolatry. Because you know what? And then it's not what God's word said. Okay? Everybody's equal before the Lord, but yet the Bible gives an order, and that was from God. So everybody needs to do what God says. A husband is to love his wife like Jesus loves the church. If I don't love my wife with a sacrificial love, then that just means my opinion of me and how I feel is more important. So there's times that I wouldn't die to myself so that she and I can live. And then there's a place where if my wife didn't respect me, she's gotten off in rebellion. Because even though I might not be respectable at the moment, the Lord has said for the wives to respect their husbands. Women need to be loved like Jesus loves the church. The wives do. God knows that. And the men need the respect and the honor. What happens if We just choose to love when we're as we're supposed to, and we choose to respect as we're supposed to. Then the relationships work. You know, there's lots of times that people, man, God can rescue them. They start doing good. Their finances turn around. They start doing well. And then they quit pursuing God. And oftentimes then they don't make it, or things begin to fall apart, and the strain is there because what happened is they put each other ahead of God. God is a jealous God, and this next picture is money. Jesus said a man can't serve two masters. It's money. I got a Ben Frank. I like getting $100 bills. I don't have a problem with receiving $100 bills. Make money. Money itself is not evil. Money itself is not evil. It's the love of money that is evil. And if you really look, he said it's the love of mammon. And mammon was a god that was worshipped that provided material needs. So bottom line is it's greed. It's greed is the problem. So the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, lust of the eyes. Boy, I want that. So you go and buy a car you can't pay for. Then you can't get your kids milk. Lust of the flesh. You want to, we smoke or we drink and do drugs and can't even take care. Listen, because it's filling that greed inside. People are broken. No condemnation. Throwing lifelines out here today. Throwing lifelines. If any of this, those gods in your life, from your ancestors, if you've had those, that artwork or statues, things in your home, watched things, did all that, if you've been over, the sports became more important to you than even your family, maybe your family, you got kids playing whatever and the football game's on, you yell at your kids instead of loving them. I've just come to learn people are more important than stuff. And anytime we make stuff more important than people, we've gotten off. But you know why people are important? Because God says they're important. Because God made them important. Jesus made us important. We were so important. He died for us. So no condemnation, just lifeline. If any of these areas I've talked about, you need to repent for. Just repent. God, I've done that. I'm sorry. Golf, tennis, football, baseball, basketball, television, hunting, fishing, shopping, husband, wife, children, pastor, friends, mother, father, your own talent, your own abilities, music, ministry, God's gifts. Listen, your ministry can become an idol. Listen, I talked about the anointing earlier. So listen, God anoints people for his purpose. The gifts of God are without repentance. There are people that are in compromising sinful lifestyles and God's still using them and they think they're okay, but they're under judgment and they're going to be exposed. They're going to fall. It's going to hurt people. It's going to hurt them. And yet God's still using them and they think they're okay because they prayed for somebody and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, God's in the saving business. He uses flawed people. But I mean, let me just say, if you're born again, you should want to represent. You should want to represent your witness, not because of a vain thing, but your witness. How do you represent the Lord? How does this look to other people? See, I know good Christians that drink, okay? And they love the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, their witness is bad. I know some good ones. Listen, he taught his kids. I know a good man of God taught his kids. Say, oh, you do everything in moderation. I showed them how to drink a little bit at home, how they could just drink and all that. And I told him way back then, I said, let me tell you something. We're in the last days. There's gross darkness on the earth. The Bible says that a king shouldn't drink wine because he won't judge righteously. But now, priests and kings, the priest could not approach the Holy of Holies. He could not go in there and having drank wine. And now we are priests. We're a priestly nation, a holy nation. Listen, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. So are you going to go to hell for it? I don't think so, man, if you're constantly drunk. But the anointing won't be there. And here's the deal. So I'm going to help somebody get off of alcohol or get off of drugs while I'm partaking in mind-altering things. It's not going to happen. So this particular man, I love the man. He's a good friend. Well, sure enough, one of his sons ends up being an alcoholic and going down the wrong path. And it was years before the boy turned around. Now, he might have done it anyway. He could have, because humans have free will choice, but it wouldn't have been modeled before him. It would have been taught, hey, listen, the real thing is that God gives you free will to do it, but I don't believe you should do it for these reasons. And I'm just going to say, I know another good friend of mine, and he came out of alcohol and drugs. He's a minister now, and he says, I just asked people, he said, name me 10 things that are good about alcohol. And he said, I ain't had anybody ever really come up with the first one. Maybe you got, and listen, if the Holy Ghost is your comforter, why do you need anything else to comfort you? That's just my question. Why do we, how many false comforters are there? If God is my comforter, God the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to food for comfort, or alcohol for comfort, or marijuana for comfort, I'm just getting my mind altered. The endorphins, even from eating food, then destroys your body. I want my comfort from the Lord. And He wants you to get comfort from Him. So lots of things can be your idol. The way you look can be your idol. Man, I'm good looking. I got news. Everybody gets old. Okay? Things change. Our value is not based, listen to me, our value is not based on what we can do. Our value is not based on how we look. Our value is based, every single human being, on the price Jesus paid at the cross. He set the price. There's self-idolatry. When we place ourselves, our opinions, our emotions, and will in positions contrary to the Word of God. We justify our own sinful behavior because of circumstances brought on by others. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Our ancestry are just because we feel like it. We can refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to convict and change us even when we know right from wrong. There's lust for idols, a matter of the heart, Colossians 3, 5, and 6. You must put to the desires at work in you, such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions, and greed. For greed is a form of idolatry. Because of such things, God's anger will come on those who do not obey Him. One of the excuses for idolatry is everyone else is doing it. One time I taught at Lake Hamilton, and I'm going to tell you, I'll say it again now. When you go to confess your sins, you might as well start off with idolatry, because every single time we choose to sin, we are deciding that our opinion and our feelings are more important than what God says. So we make that an idol. 2 Kings 17:15, they rejected His decrees and the covenant He made with their fathers and the warnings He'd given them. They followed worthless idols and themselves became worthless. They imitated the nations around them, although the Lord had ordered them, do not as they do. And they did the things the Lord had forbidden them to do. 2 Kings 17:40-41. They would not listen, however, but persisted in their former practices. Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their fathers did. We can make those idols of men. Samuel, 1 Samuel 15:23 said, for rebellion is like the sin of divination and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. He did that when Samuel said, that because they had had a victory over Moab and God had told Saul to kill all of them, including the king, and kill all the sheep and all the animals, destroy them all. They were wicked. They were unredeemable in the eyes of God. And you say, well, how could that happen? Well, they were mixtures. They weren't even humans. They were mixture tribes. It's another story, another day. But then when you see God saying to kill them all, that was why. But nonetheless, He told them to kill them all. And Saul decided to spare the king. And he decided to keep some of the sheep, he said, for sacrifice because of the people. Fear of man. They made idols out of men. By the way, that king, his name was Agog, that's the title. His ancestors, his descendants ended up being the guy, Haman, that tormented Mordecai in the book of Esther. If Saul would have taken care of business, well, we might not have that story, but we do. But it just shows you how things have consequences. Acts 8:9. Now for some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. He said, Isaiah 42:8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. 2 Peter 2:18, for they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. Do you know the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy. Romans 1:23-25. Ephesians 5:5. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, greedy person, such a man is an idolater. So God right there says immorality, impurity, and greed is idolatry. Says it has no man, no immoral, impure, greedy, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. There's spiritual idolatry. I mean, you burn with lust among the oaks and under every spreading tree. The idols are your portion. They are your lot. You have made your bed in high and lofty hill. Behind your door and your doorpost, you have put the pagan symbols. Forsaking me, you uncovered your bed. You climbed into it and opened it wide. Isaiah 57:5-8. Ezekiel was grabbed by the hair and he was pulled and shown in the temple of God. And I'm not going to read the full scripture, but he was pulled in there and shown what was going on in the temple. And right there, in the outer court, when the out women were breaking bread and weeping for Tammuz, and on the walls of the temple were scrawled unclean images, and then in the holy place, in the next place, not the holy of holies, but in the next place, the inner court, there were 70 elders worshiping the sun right in Israel. God hates idolatry. A.W. Tozer said, grace will save a man, but will, listen to this. Grace will save a man, but it will not save him and his idol. I want to say that again. Grace will save a man, but will not save him and his idol. We got to get this stuff gone. Jonah 2:8, those who cling to vain idols leave behind the gracious love that could have been theirs. 1 Peter 4:3, so you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans chose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. What's the answer? Therefore, James 4:7, 4:8, 4:9, 4:10. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Be humble before the Lord and he will lift you up. You know what guilt is for? Guilt is to show you need to go to God. It's not to take a thumb and put it on you and crush you to nothing. It's to show you need to go, oh God, I've sinned against you. Please forgive me. It is your barometer that you're in trouble. The devil wants to destroy you with it. And that's the thing. The same devil that tempted you to make an idol of yourself, maybe even to sleep with somebody, then turn around and tell you what an unclean person you are, how nasty you are, how bad you are. I can't believe you did. The same one that tempted you is now wanting to work you over and get you to hate yourself. And yet all God wants you to do, listen, what he wants you to do is stop it before you go down that road. And if you even do anything wrong, listen, you turn and you say, God, sorry. I need you. I don't want to be that way. Deliver me, Lord. Shame Jesus paid for. Some of you may be operating in shame. Get rid of that. There's Jesus and there's shame. You choose. So if I choose shame and choose to stay shame, when the Lord did it to me, and I'll forgive you. I'm just and faithful, and I'll forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And here's shame. Well, cleansing you of all unrighteousness takes away the shame. Jesus paid for all that. Don't rob him of shame. Let him have it. He took it to the cross. But, you know, it's really a simple gospel. Jesus, when he took care of people, and the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. The guy that was a cripple, he said, don't sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. And he told people what the cause was, and he wanted it, but he loved them enough to help them. So here's Ezekiel 37 and 23. We're going to wind down with some prayer, and we'll be done tonight. So that when it says they'll no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images or with any of their offenses, for I will save them from all their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. Now, that's exciting. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. So if you'll pray with me, say in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Nazarene. My dog's getting delivered here in the background. That's the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Nazarene, I repent for all generational idolatry. I repent for all personal and generational rebellion, stubbornness, and disobedience that has contributed to any witchcraft in my life and in my generational line. I repent for all envy. Please repeat with me. And jealousy of mine and physical bodies and personalities of others. I repent for any worship of myself and any need of personal recognition. I repent for all envy and jealousy of the spiritual giftings and capacities of others. I repent for myself and for those in my generational line who did not guard the gates of the spiritual and physical senses. I repent for choosing my will above the will of the Almighty One, Jesus Christ. I'm going to choose to owe no one anything but to love them. I choose to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. I choose to walk only according to the grace and anointing that Yahweh has given me. I choose to walk in unity with my brothers and sisters in Yahweh. I choose to follow Jesus, living a life of love, preferring others above myself. I choose to yield and surrender my personal right, serve the Almighty Yahweh wholeheartedly. I choose to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and to honor one another above myself. Listen to the words. Yes. If you're repeating those words, and let's just measure ourselves. Lord, have I done this? How am I walking? I always tell people, go to 1 Corinthians 13 where it describes love and ask yourself, am I walking in love? If love conquers all, love never fails, love covers a multitude of sin, and faith walks by love, it's pretty important that I get my love walk right. 1 Corinthians 13 tells you what it looks like. I will never be lacking in zeal, but will keep my spiritual fervor serving Yahweh by the grace of God. I will be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I will share with Yahweh's people who are in need. I will practice hospitality. I will bless those who persecute. I will rejoice with those who rejoice, and I will mourn with those who mourn. These are patterns for the life the Lord wants us to live. I will live in harmony with other believers. I will not be proud, but I will associate with people of low position. That means I'm going to love people whether they got money, whether they don't. Everybody in between. I will not be conceited. I will not repay evil for evil. Yes. I will have regard for the good things inside of all men. I will live at peace with everyone. Listen, you know, these, well, that's where we want to be. But the Bible says, if at all possible, be at peace with all men. For without holiness, no man shall see God. So not everybody will be at peace with me. And we're not talking about compromising for the sake of peace. It just means I'm not a warmonger just to be one. I will not take revenge on others. In Jesus' name, I command. And we're going to do some deliverance here. We're going to tell some things to leave. In Jesus' name, I command all ungodly spiritual beings and devices that have been empowered by my idolatry, rebellion, jealousy, and the idolatry, rebellion, and jealousy of my ancestors. I command them to go. If you agree, say I agree. In Jesus' name, I disconnect myself from any evil network, and I break all ungodly ties between the abode of the enemy, other human beings, and myself. Do you agree? Agree. Lord Yahweh Elohim, I ask you to remove the generational tree of knowledge of good and evil in Jesus' name. Oh, in your name, I break the cords of death that have entangled me, the torrents of destruction that try to overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol that have coiled around me, the snares of death that have confronted me. I am in agreement with the minister of Yahweh God that evil spirits have to leave me now in Jesus' name. Start taking a deep breath in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Go, 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 go. Go. We break those cords. We break those ties. Idolatry go. Rebellion go. Jealousy go. Witchcraft go. Rebellion is witchcraft go. Stubbornness go. Stubbornness is idolatry go. Rebellion. Come on, rebellion. Just flat out rebellion and defiance in the name of Jesus. Come out. Jealousy get out. Anger get out. Fear of man, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 which is a snare. We break those snares in Jesus' name. We break the cords of darkness. We break the cords of evil. Every ungodly soul tie, we send those souls where they belong, and we call their souls back to them. We call each individual soul back from where the enemy's taking it in Jesus' name. Now go, go, go. Every spirit tied to the soul ties, get out. In Jesus' name, every spirit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let them go. If you're coughing, don't stop. If you're yawning, don't stop. If your nose breaks out, just get some tissue, okay? Let it go. Let it go. In Jesus' name, get out of God's people. Every cord of death, go in the name of Jesus. Every torrent of destruction, go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that overwhelms, go in the name of Jesus. Cords of Sheol, hell, death, grave, get out. I thank you, Lord, we pull their feet out of the grave in the name of Jesus. We pull their feet out of the grave in the name of Jesus. We pull them out of the witches' cages in Jesus' name. Every snare of death, we break it. We pull them out of the pits that have been dug, even the ones they dug themselves, out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We agree with you in Jesus' name and give you glory and honor. And now, Father, I ask you to heal your people. In the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord. In Jesus' name. There's no God like you. There is no God like you. Heal their broken hearts. Invite the Lord. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to continue to deliver me. To continue to deliver me. In Jesus' name. I give you permission to do ongoing deliverance. I thank you. The minister calls out the remaining demons, he's going to call out that all of these spirits and any like spirits have to come out in Jesus' name. It's about your agreement. And if you repent, you confessed it, you want to be free. If it's here, we want it gone. So take a deep breath. Antichrist come out. Cults come out. Legalism come out. Rules, unholy rules come out. Tradition come out. Religion come out. In the name of Jesus, stubbornness, undermining, lying, insubordination, argumentative, hard-headedness, argue to be arguing, debater, get out of there. in the name of Jesus. Astrology, black magic, white magic, Wiccan, clairvoyant, mind reading, palm reading, spirit box. See, to do witchcraft is to do idolatry, because you're calling on powers that aren't the living God. So get out in the name of Jesus. Ghost box, ESP, transcommunication, get out of there. Talking to the dead, necromancy, get out. Crystal ball, divination, ESP, every calling on demons, fortune telling, spirit helpers, come up and out. Familiar spirits, come up and out of God's people. Even that came in when they were kids, that came in when they were young people, those spirit helpers and the spirit defenders. If you had it, you may have been partnering with demons since you were a kid to protect you. Renounce them. The Lord is your protector. Now get out of them in Jesus' name. Free tarot cards, automatic handwriting, horoscopes, telepathic, teleportation. Get out of God's people in Jesus' name. Pendulum, psychic healing, new age medicine, all past life readings, all exorcism that wasn't of the Lord. Get out in the name of Jesus. That from occultic jewelry, that from the Ouija board, that from blood covenants, unholy blood covenants, out in the name of Jesus. Levitator, hypnosis, get out in the name of Jesus. That from the horror movies, that from the books, that from the witchcraft books, that from the occultic books, every spirit guide, get out, come on out. That from yoga, Eastern meditation, voodoo, hoodoos, macumba, the Santeria, Yoruba, get out in the name of Jesus. Spiritist, that from territorial violations, visiting temples, Mormon churches, churches that are not of God, Buddhist temples, even from the Aztec temples, going to holy sites that aren't holy. Go, every territorial violation, even from those dark bars, those places where dark deeds were done. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go in Jesus' name. Doubt, fear, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, doubt everything. Don't trust anyone. Can't believe anyone. Everybody's a liar. Cheating, covetous, feeling. Come on out. Do anything for money. Unable to spend money. Get out. Fear of lack. Get out in the name of Jesus. Indecision, lack of focus, confused thoughts, double-mindedness, unstable in all the ways. Get out. In the name of Jesus, lapsed memory, disconnected thoughts, OCD, ADD, AHD, ADHD. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Sensitivity. Get out. So defensive and always hurt, on the edge of hurt. Get out in the name of Jesus. Gullible. Get out. Self-deception, self-deluded in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, church. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Now let's give this to the Lord. Say, Lord, Father, Yahweh, I surrender my life to you. Raise your hands to the Lord. I give you all that pertains to me. My family, my finances, my home, my property, my vehicles, ministry, friends, church, pastor, teachers, and opinion. I ask you, Lord, to consecrate my life for holy living in Jesus' name. I ask you to teach me how to walk in order and balance and learn to simply agree with you in all things. I confess Jesus is Lord of all, and I thank you in advance for your help in Jesus' name. Now hold your hands out and receive this blessing I'm going to release. Father, I ask you to bless them. I ask you to root out any stubborn ones in the name of Jesus. Break the hand holds, the claw holds, the grips, the bites, the tail holds. Break every nest of serpents up, every nest of scorpions in the bowel, all the unclean things. Drive them out, Lord. I'm asking in Jesus' name, by the power of your spirit, in the name of Jesus, pour your love into them. Fill every gap where the enemy has left, Lord. I release and thank you, Lord, for the spirit of the Lord, spirit of Jehovah, the spirit of wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge and the fear of the Lord and perfect love that cast out fear. Bless your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. That's it, sister. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God bless you, Brother Randy. We thank God for it all. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Kevin said, good job, Randy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for everyone that's on and all that received deliverance and healing tonight. Let's see Tracy and Kelly. He says, thank you, Randy. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Comments? Okay. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless from Gwendolyn. Praise the Lord. She said, this is a blessing. So we thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Maria says, thank you. God bless. Hallelujah from Kim S. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord for all these comments tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give it to Brother Merle. Brother Merle, do you have anything you'd like to say at this time?
Oh, I think Randy really covered it. All I can say is have a peaceful night. Give God the glory for everything. And we will see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central Time. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. He alone is our Savior. He alone saves us and keeps us and watches over us. He alone is our deliverer. And we thank Him for all that He does for us every minute of the day, every minute of the day. In Jesus' name, may His blood cover all of us. May His blood free us and give us peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. You are dismissed.
Amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.